With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Namib Mills has released a statement regarding the tragic deaths of three children in Ndansane, Eastern Cape, South Africa, after consuming home-cooked porridge. The company clarified that there is no evidence directly linking their top score instant porridge to the incident. Senior brand manager Marnie Boer said, as a precaution, the product has been temporarily withdrawn from markets in South Africa, Namibia, Zambia, and Lesotho, while an independent investigation is being conducted. Namibia Breweries Limited has reported a 19.8% net revenue increase to 4 billion Namibia dollars by June of 2024 due to strong growth in the wine, cider and spirits market and gains in beer market share. NBL Corporate Affairs Manager Suriha Gauma Skuchu said exports slowed, but South African contributions have improved.
As NBL, we continue to manage cash efficiently given high capital expenditure, higher debt levels, and challenging market conditions. Our fixed cost ratios improved, brought about by the integrated businesses of Distell and NBL. Our expanded portfolio provided more opportunities to meet consumer needs, while the company's operating profit increased by 10.6% to 466 million Namibian dollars compared to 421 million Namibian dollars in 2023.
Kenyan lawmakers have proposed revising the country's constitution to extend presidential and parliamentary terms to 7 years from five. That's according to a notice published in the Daily Nation newspaper, a bill submitted to the Senate and first read on 26 September 2024 is under discussion by a committee, according to the notice that calls for the public to submit its views on the proposal. Newly appointed Nelson Mandela Foundation chairperson Dr. Naledi Pandor says the South African government must interrogate why it's unable to achieve the goals and objectives in line with policy and strategy documents. Pandor told Newsroom Africa that the foundation, through research, will assist the government in finding solutions to these problems.
The Nelson Mandela Foundation has a number of subcommittees that look at different sectoral areas of work. One of the subcommittees is focused on the matter of research. And I do think one of the things we need to do as South Africa, and even perhaps government, should consider doing this in a more deliberate and focused manner. And that is to begin to really investigate what is the problematic. Why are we unable to achieve the excellent objectives we've elaborated in a range of policies, in strategy documents, in plans, etc.
And Dr. Helen Ndume has paid tribute to NBA Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo, who died on Monday from cancer. Dr. Ndume worked with him on humanitarian projects, including free site restoration surgeries at Biamba Marie Mutombo Hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Dikembe Mutombo, from the money he made from basketball, he built a hospital in the middle of the slums in Kinshasa so that it can be accessible for all the poor people from those slums. We are going to miss Dikembe Mutombo. We have lost a good-hearted man. He even invited me when he was being inducted. He just said, "My sister, for all what you have done, I can only pay you, and that payment is that I am going to invite you." And I went there. It was so beautiful to see how my brother was being inducted in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.